Blackstone presents Where in the Om Am I? One Woman's Journey from the Corporate World to the Yoga Mat by Sarah DeVello. This book is read by Eileen Stevens. For Joni. Authenticity, true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. Chapter 2, verse 48 in the Bhagavad Gita. Do your work in the peace of yoga and free from selfish desires. Be not moved in success or in failure. Chapter 2, verse 50 in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoga is skill in action. Yoga is wisdom in work. Om, O-M, a word in Sanskrit, the language of yoga. Often used at the beginning and end of yoga classes, the sound of Om has been described as all-encompassing, universal in nature. Author's note. This book is a memoir based on my personal experiences working in financial services and attending yoga teacher training. While the characters in this book are based on real people, names and identifying details have been changed to protect privacy, and in some cases, characters have been combined for the sake of protecting privacy as well as for narrative purposes. The idea to write a book about my experiences in financial services and yoga only occurred to me after leaving the financial services industry and completing my teacher training. Therefore, I had no occasion to discuss my writing this book with my colleagues, classmates, or yoga teacher training instructor at the time of the events depicted herein. For that reason, the events chronicled in this book are unfettered by any influences that the knowledge that someone would write a book about them might otherwise have exerted. The events I depict in this book are drawn from my memory of those events, as well as from my notes and personal journal. I've recreated dialogue from memory and notes, and have in certain instances compressed multiple conversations to capture their substance in a narratively efficient manner. While I consider myself to have an excellent memory, each person's memory of his or her experiences is highly personal and may be imperfect. Therefore, I can only assure you that these were my experiences as I remember them. Other people may have experienced or might recall the same events differently. Prologue. I once was lost. The day before our one-year anniversary, my then-boyfriend, who had talked openly about imagining us growing old together, surprised me by showing up unannounced at my apartment. Deeply enmeshed in the labyrinth of my first post.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?